hacking into the truth, one story at a time. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
You know, it just makes me think about summer. Oh, can't believe it's leaving us. Leaving, Steve. It's already gone. Why, thank you for pointing that out. Why are you talking to yourself, Steve? I don't know. Just something to do on the radio. People can say, what is wrong with that guy? Plenty. I've spent the last 4 days or five on my back. I'm just glad to be up and around. I'll tell you that. My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's steering clear of the swamp at the moment, but good Lord, he can't miss it on TV. Congressman Tim Walberg, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, and glad you're up off your back.
Right, yeah. Well, every now and then, you know, every couple of years, I figure I'd just go check out the local hospital and make sure it's still operating properly. You know, it's just my civic duty to my friends, I suppose. At any rate, you know, just when you think things can't get any more ridiculous, I turn on the TV. The one problem of being in the hospital for 3 or 4 days is that I was subjected to a lot of CNN. You know, everything else that went on was painful, but that was really painful, as you can understand. But I see this whole group of people that are clearly so partisan, it's ridiculous. You know, you got Jim Sciutto, for example, who was part of the Obama administration, who tries to pass himself off as a journalist, and you see that all the time anymore. And for you, being a member of Congress and being a Republican, you know you're not getting to get a fair shake. Somebody calls and says, I want an interview, and they're calling from CNN or they're calling from the Washington Post or wherever they might call from. You know you're not going to get a fair shake. So how do you weigh that? When that phone call comes, Congressman, and one of these publications or one of these programs or networks that you know are not your friend, how do you handle that?
Well, I think you have to handle it with the truth, and that's part of the process that we have to perform as Republicans. Talk about what actually is happening. Talk about the fact that we're attempting to move this country forward, and the country is moving forward. The economy is strong. Our foreign relations are being strengthened all the time. It's messy because we have to take a stand and say the right things and move the direction in the proper way. But yet, in the end, we're finding ourselves having greater influence in the world, and things are improving. So,
let me ask you this:
that's based upon fact. You can't accept what the other side says, that we are worse off than we were in the last administration that had the distinction of the longest time taken to have a recession end in the history of the United States. So. It's telling the truth and assuming that the other side will try to portray it in different ways, but hopefully people will listen and hear that truth aspect and move forward.
I want to ask you about the other club in town, the United States Senate. I want to ask you a couple of things because you have a pretty good front row seat for everything that goes on there as well. I've never met Chuck Grassley. I don't know that I've ever talked to him, but you've probably met the man along the way. Talked to him. He appears to me to be a very decent human being, the guy who's polite, professional, you know, who tries to do things by the book and with some decorum. And am I right about that, first of all?
No, I think you're right about it. He's just old school, common sense type guy. We haven't agreed on everything and never will. But in this process, I think it shows that he's got a job to do as chairman. He's trying to get a committee to do a very important thing.
Takes it seriously.
He has no choice about it. He's going to be seen in the public eye, and his committee is going to be seen in the public eye. And in the end, he has to complete the process. And so here we are, trying to move forward, and we have a colleague of his, the ranking member, Dianne Feinstein, who decides that she has some information, but she's going to hold it for the, quote, appropriate time, which means a time to disrupt, delay, and in her mind, hopefully keep this candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court from ever becoming a candidate.
I've never seen anything like it. You know, I've been watching politics since I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. I really have been paying attention to one extent or another for a very long time. I've never seen anything like this. It's a talk about unprecedented. There's a word that gets overused by CNN and our friends there, but talk about unprecedented. What Dianne Feinstein has done here. Now, I don't believe she was in this alone, by the way. I believe that Chuck Schumer knew about this. I think there were other Democrats were on board with this. They knew this. here's the thing. They're already done with the hearings. It was already done. And Kavanaugh was on his way to confirmation. And they threw this out as a Hail Mary. And then it's been, because here's the thing. If Dr. Ford had no intention of going public or making this an issue, why did she hire an attorney 7 weeks ago? Why did she take a polygraph test 7 weeks ago? Why did she reach out to the Washington Post to give them her story prior to that? Why did these things happen?
These are questions that need to be asked. But in the end, America wants to make sure that we have done the appropriate vetting and we don't take any type of sexual abuse lightly. We can't do that. But we have to ask these
questions. Wait a second. Hold on. Based on what I heard yesterday from Senator Hirono and others, you're just a white man. You have no say in this. You should just sit down and shut up.
Well, that's not what my people have elected me to do.
I understand.
As a white male, and Hirono has to be held accountable for statements like that. But the rest of us have to do our job, and so certainly we want to make sure that women are protected, that that policies and ideas that go on that impact people negatively can't be accepted. But in the end, we also have to ask questions about why certain things were undertaken at this point in time and why it appears like this has been just an effort to disrupt and to delay and ultimately in a political way keep a candidate that has hit on all eight cylinders up to this point is going to be held up from the process of being approved. So there's a lot of questions need to be asked, but in the end, the job has to be done. It can't be just a delay tactic, and that's what the Senate will have to do.
Well, at this point,
I don't have that responsibility, but as a citizen, I have a responsibility to ask questions and to expect answers in a fashion that moves the process forward.
You have one citizen. One citizen levels an uncorroborated allegation after the process is done. And I would suggest that Chuck Grassley has gone to amazing lengths to accommodate that one citizen with uncorroborated allegations after it was done to schedule a hearing, which her attorney said she would do whatever it takes to let this, you know, story be told. And now she's saying, no. You need to make the FBI go do a complete investigation. So one citizen with uncorroborated allegations is now trying to dictate the constitutional process of the United States. I won't stand for it, and neither should they.
No, I agree. And I think the president has also showed great restraint in saying, listen, the Senate is doing their job. Whatever time is necessary to do that, I'm accepting of the fact and I'm wanting them to do the right thing. But if it's just a delay tactic, then that has to be stopped, and we have to move forward. Ultimately, the Senate will have that opportunity. Even if they were to lose the majority in the lame duck session, they can move this process forward. And I think that the Democrats understand that, but are trying to paint a picture in such a way that it's all negative, and in the end, somehow, last-ditch efforts, stop the president from doing what he has the constitutional authority to do, and that's to appoint Supreme Court justices.
There you go. Hold that thought right there. Congressman Tim Walberg with us from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Raining across good parts of Michigan today. A fall rain for you. A 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber identity theft protection solution.
Sunsets. We pass by them every night. Sometimes they're blocked by buildings. Sometimes they're dimmed by the glow of the TV. Sometimes we just forget to look up. Luckily, there is a place where sunsets still burst with pride and treat every night like opening night. Welcome to Michigan, where a sunset on a great lake can literally stop us in our tracks, slowly painting the sky with an amazing palette of reds, oranges, and magentas. And then something wonderful happens. The sky turns the most beautiful color of purple imaginable, sweeping over rushing rivers where the salmon run and run, and illuminating the sand along the nation's longest freshwater shoreline. So let's take the time to be awed by the skies again, because getting lost in the perfect sunset is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.com.